it's gray in LA, I sure like it that way. Cause there's way too much sunshine around here. I don't know about you, I get so sick of blue skies wherever they always appear. And I sure love the sound of the rain pouring down on my carport roof made out of tin. If there's a flood, then there's gonna be mudslides. We all have to pay for our sin. And I suppose that they'll close canyon roads and the freeways will all start to clog. And the waters will rise and you won't be surprised when your whole house smells like a wet dog. When it's gray in L.A., it's much better that way. It reminds you that this town's so cool. This whole town's a dump. We came out here to dump all our dreams of making it big, but we're stuck in a singular nightmare. That's just how it seems. And I suppose Maury David sure knows all those cars we drive heat up our earth and sea temperatures rise. Brush fires can sure curb your mirth. Brad Gray's in L.A., yeah, okay, I should stay here. There's no place that's better, I know, for a wannabe star stuck in a car on a freeway with nowhere to go. When it's gray in L.A., I sure like it that way. Cause there's way too much sunshine.
It might be gray in LA, but it's gray in Winnipeg too today. The today's weather report reads, it's gray outside. So stay inside and listen to the radio. That's Loudon Wainwright III. And, you know, I like to think of myself as a pretty hip, knowledgeable, smart guy. But I'll be honest with you, I don't know a whole lot about Loudon Wainwright III. I know he kind of writes weird, goofy, silly songs, but I haven't really listened to him a lot. I'm ashamed. I'm disgusted. But that's about to change. Yesterday, and just before that, we heard some words from our friends at Candor. And yesterday, I found myself at Candor there at 390 Provencher. And by the way, if you haven't gone yet, people keep telling me, you know, I finally went to Candor, and holy cow, now I know what you're talking about. I mean, seriously, just go check it out. If you don't like it, just let me know, because we got to talk. But music, books, you know, clothes, necklaces. And a fine cup of coffee. I don't normally drink a lot of coffee, but Amanda forced some on me yesterday. So yesterday I go down there I sometimes go down there on a Saturday, and every time I go there, Jules isn't there. It's just Amanda, it seems. And she swears that it's only the days that I come in that Jules isn't there. And I love them both, Amanda and Jules. They're wonderful. How do you tell which one's better? You love them both. They're both wonderful. But I mean, Amanda sells herself short, but she says that Jules is the one that knows all the music. And so when I go there, I always say, like, what's new? What should I be listening to? And Amanda doesn't often know. She wishes Jules was there to tell me that. So, you know, I go about my thing, and I picked up a few things and bought them, and was on my way out. And Amanda says, oh, wait a second. What about this? Have you heard this yet? And she plays me a song, and I thought, well, that's pretty good. So I thought, well, that's, you know, that's interesting, but there's a couple weird things about it. First of all, you know, I don't know too much about Loudon Wainwright, but I was interested in picking up one of his records. But this record that it's on, and I'll play the song in a second, this record that it's on is a movie soundtrack to the most unlikely movie you'd think that a gorgeous song like this would be in. It's from one of those goofy, silly comedy movies that I wouldn't normally even see, called Knocked Up. Have you seen the promos for that movie? Have you seen that movie? I haven't seen that movie, but I don't really care if I do, because it's a weird, silly comedy movie, and I don't watch a lot of those things. But apparently, the music is great, and I should know, because I picked up the soundtrack. It's by Loudon Wainwright III and Joe Henry, for goodness sake, and it's music from and inspired by the film Knocked Up. It just doesn't make any sense to me, because this next song that I'm going to play is one of the most beautiful things I might have ever heard. I absolutely love it. I adore it. It's amazing. Now, this is not actually written by Loudon Wainwright, which is kind of funny. It's written by some guy named Peter Blegvad. And if anybody knows who Peter Blegvad is, please let me know, because this song is stunning. Holy cow. Check this out. Just stop what you're doing. This is a gorgeous song. And if you've got kids, you're going to love this song. And I don't have kids, and I think the world's a better place because of that. But if I did, I think I'd probably weep when I heard this song. Check it out. It's called Daughter. It's from Loudon Wainwright. And then maybe we'll hear from his daughter after that, because we haven't heard from her in a while. So anyways, here's this is gorgeous. This is Daughter by Loudon Wainwright III. Thanks to our good friend Amanda, who does know music and lots of other things over at Candor.
She wants everything she wants. I see she gets. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she owns, I bought her. Everything she owns. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she knows, I taught her. Everything she knows. Everything I say, she takes to heart. Everything she takes apart. That's my daughter in the water. Every time she fell, I caught her. Every time she fell. And that's my daughter in the water. I lost every time I fought her. Yeah, I lost every time. She strikes somebody blind. Every time she thinks, blows her tiny mind. That's my daughter in the water. Who'd have ever thought her? Who'd have ever thought? That's my daughter in. Time.
not my people, I should never have come here. The chick with the dick and the gift for the gal. I know a place, I've seen a face. I'll take the calls from factory to factory all these nights that I have been all alone. Through my window, the moonlight just shone, and now on my walls of fire she danced, playing out my very last chance to run, 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 run. Don't look back, move it fast. I know a place, I've seen a face. I'll take the clothes from factory to factory. Oh, there are millions and millions of people around. Walking my streets, making sound, and I can walk without. I love the money that I. The others I have known as poor souls, sores exposed to the run of the mill, the destitute and the cold, and I. Sores exposed to the blisters and scars, for any kind of kindness.
Your pockets still bleed on St. Valentine's, and you sat in a chair thinking, boy, I'm such a prince. Well, life's a train that goes from February on, day by day, but it's making a stop on.
Oh, This is Teddy Thompson. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Depression looms, I'm such a miserable fool. I stay in bed, I don't want to go to school. But I see the sun is beating down. There's no excuses from the clouds. And I should get.
This is Richard Thompson, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Remember when we were hand in hand? Remember when we sealed it with a golden band? Now your eyes don't meet. Got a pulse like fever. Do I take you for a lover? But just a deceiver. Simple, simple and plain is plain. If you leave me now, you won't come back again. When the game is up, I don't renege on our love.
Don't renege on our love.
No. Don't renege on. Give me just an ounce of sympathy. Give me a chance of liberty. There's a rope that binds us, and I don't want to break it. If love is a healer, why should we forsake? Just another mouth to feed when I can.
Don't renege on our love. Don't renege on our love. Don't renege on our love.
Richard and Linda Thompson there from the fantastic album Shoot Out the Lights, and they were basically done by that point, together romantically anyway, but put out a great record. Don't Renege on Our Love there, something before that from their boy, their cheery little boy, Teddy Thompson. I Should Get Up from his cheery record. We heard, apparently Teddy runs in similar circles as those as all those Wainwright folks, so threw that in there. We heard Rufus Wainwright along with his sister Martha on vocals there from his debut. We heard April Fool. We heard Martha herself with a song called Factory from her self-titled debut, and I would have loved to play her song about her father. And maybe on a Thursday night I would have. I think we've played that on a Thursday night. It's BMFA. That's just the initials to the song. I won't tell you what it's called. The song that Martha wrote about her dear old dad. But it's a good song if you happen to hear it. We heard Loudon himself, Papa to Martha and Rufus, with a daughter from the soundtrack to, of all things, Knocked Up. Thanks to our good friends over there at Candor for steering me in the way of that, because that is pretty darn gorgeous, I think. And while I was there, I realized that I have not been doing my CanCon duty. As I've told you before, it is a CRTC regulation that if you're a singer-songwriter show host in Canada, you have to play this next guy. And I realized that I haven't been doing enough of that, because Amanda didn't really know much about this guy yesterday when I was there, and I felt bad about that. So to appease the CRTC and Amanda and some other folks, we'll play a few things from the godfather of Canadian singer-songwriters, Mr. Stan Rogers. It's I just love this. If there was a karaoke version of this, let me restart it, because I can't talk over the intro to this one. If there was a karaoke version of this, I'd rock the house every time, because I always sing along to this song, and I think I sound pretty good. But it's a good thing that you can't hear me. But try it. Like, if you have a deep voice like me, this is perfect for you. Northwest Passage from Stan Rogers.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait is there, 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long-forgotten lonely cairn of stones. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Three centuries thereafter, I take passage overland in the footsteps of brave Kelso, where his sea of flowers began. Watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer, driving hard across the plain, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them, I left a settled life, I threw it all away, to seek a Northwest Passage at the call of many men, to find there but the road back home again. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Oh, the year was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of marque came from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Oh, well, said Barrett, cried the town,
how I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the king's birthday we put to sea.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the 96th day we sailed again. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our cracked 4-pounders we made to fight.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
How the Yankee lay low down with gold. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Then at length we stood 2 cables away. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Our cracked 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat ball the Yanks stove us in.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
The Antelope shook and pitched on her side. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both me legs.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
So here I lay in my 23rd year. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Rise again, rise again, that her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. Those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Last October in a pouring driving rain, the skipper he'd been drinking and the mate he felt no pain. Too close to 3 Mile Rock and she was dealt her mortal blow, and the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us 5 aboard her when she finally was awash. We'd worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost, and the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. Well, the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys that met her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. For she's worth $250,000 afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Come on! Rise again, rise again. That her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. Those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All spring now we've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. 3 dives a day in a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bends.
Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, or I'd never have the strength to go below. But we patched her vents, stopped her vents, dog patch and port all down. Put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we'll hit the air and then take up the strain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again, that her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. Those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. See to crumble into scale. She'd saved our lives so many times, living through the gales. And the laughing drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave, they won't be laughing in another day. And you to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken and life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Come on! Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken and life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.
Buying a mare like that, but buy her if you must. He bit the end off his cigar and spat it in the dust. She's old, she's lame and barren too, she's not worth feed and hay. But I'll give her this, he blew smoke at me, she was something in her day. I recall her well 10 years ago. She was a winner in her prime. She was fast and lean and willing, but they raced her past her time. And though she had the heart, her legs were gone, and it wasn't hard to see. They kept her at it in the hopes of just one more small victory. So she was shunted round from track to track, from Kentucky up to Maine. They'd run her in cheap flamers, all doped up to mask her pain. And if it's my advice you want, I'd say the poor thing's had her day. You'd be throwing good cash after bad, it's best you turned away. Well, they led her around the auction shed, and the bidding started low. She'll go for dog food, someone said, the market's been that slow. But she raised her head and pricked her ears, and before the hammer fell, she was mine. My friend turned round to me, you're soft-headed, I can tell. But she's been shoved from pillar to post, said I, and always done her best. They used her up, they wrung her dry. You'd think she'd earned a rest. So if she does not but end her days beneath some shady tree, I'll have saved her from the knacker's yard, and that's enough for me. Some since then, the more so since she's been in full, she eats enough for ten. And this morn as I crept to the barn around about 3:30, there stood nursing on still trembling legs one more small victory.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Brown, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM right here in beautiful Winnipeg. Thank you. And I'm firm and I'm all those things with my baby. I'm first and I'm last, delicate and crass, sailing the mast, and I'm all those things with my baby. And it's love, and it's love, and it's love, and it's love that sets us free. And she's all of those, all of those, all of those, all of those things with me. I'm work, I'm a toy, I'm a girl and a boy, irritation and joy, and I'm all of those things with my baby. I'm mute, I'm rich, destitute, I'm ugly, I'm cute, and I'm all of those things with my baby. Oh, and it's love, and it's love, and it's love, and it's love sets us free. And she's all of those, all of those, all of those things with me. Gone, I'm right here, I'm brave, full of fear, I'm the arrow, the deer, and I'm all of those things with my baby. Oh, I'm old and I'm young, I'm on trial, I'm sprung, and I'm speaking in tongues, and I'm all of those things with my baby. Love, and it's love, and it's love, and it's love that sets us free. She's all of those, all of those, all of those things with me. La 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 la. La 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 dances free. When she's all of those, all of those, all of those things with me.
Greg Brown there. I was going to talk deeper when I'm talking about Greg Brown. From a new album called Yellow Dog, a fundraiser for a place. There's not a lot of information on here, so it's a little confusing, but all of those things, and we'll send that out to my baby, who likes Greg Brown as much as I do. There you go. It's for you, honey. Before that, Greg Brown's good buddy Garnet Rogers with Small Victory, and Garnet Rogers, of course, the brother of the late, great Stan Rogers. We heard three of his finest. We heard the Mary Ellen Carter Barrett's Privateers and Northwest Passage to school ya on some great Canadian folk singer, songwriter music, in case you're not all that familiar, which you darn well should be. Maybe if you'd stick around for the finale at Folkfest, you'd know at least one of those songs, huh? Slacker! I've been going to the Folkfest for 15 years. I think I've only stuck around for the finale once or twice. So I don't know what I'm talking about, but. Oh, boy. We're almost out of here. Bluegrass guys coming in to kick us out and take us on a Sunday drive. And I'll, of course, be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., telling the band to go home. Check out the website, tellthebandtogohome.com, and stick around on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. I, unfortunately, can't be here this week. I got to work, darn it. But I'm hoping that the KK and the T-Bar will be here, and then hopefully you'll join me after that for the Sun Parlor Players at the High and Lonesome Club. Huh? How cool would that be if we all headed up after there after work? Would be fun indeed, I think. So hopefully I'll check you out there. In case you want to go to the West End instead, Cuff the Duke playing on Thursday night. That's going to be a great show. Always fun seeing Cuff the Duke live. And then Thursday through Saturday at the High and Lonesome Club is Neil Fest, the celebration of Neil Young's birthday. And Thursday, they got the new Meanies playing, which is darn cool, along with the swag. And then on Friday, you got the entire album of After the Gold Rush performed by the Western States. That's going to be great. Ragged Glory is being performed by Matt Allen and the Little Buddies. The swagger there also. Saturday, you got American Stars and Bars performed by the D-Rangers. You also got Rami Mays and the swag. And that is very cool. So check that out, Neil Fest at the High and Lonesome Club. And before we get kicked out of here, we got to play one more. We got to send it out to one of our favorite listeners, Melissa, who's having a birthday tomorrow. Now, if I'm not mistaken, a little while ago, she phoned and made us embarrass Zenon, who's having his birthday not too long ago. So Zenon's turning the tables and sending out a song to Melissa on her birthday. And I don't know how old Melissa is, but she looks young and lovely and is a wonderful person and a great listener and a good friend. So we'll send this out to you, Melissa. And honestly, I didn't pick this song. Zenon did. So if you're offended, get mad at him, okay? But it's a good song and a funny song. And it proves that accordion players, while they are great musicians, they can't do math, because you got to count the girl's fingers in this song. I always tell you that, but count the girl's fingers. You know, she holds the can in two hands and leaves the other four free. So I don't know how that works, but it's called The Way That Girl Drinks Beer, and I suppose Melissa could probably drink a little beer in her time. It's our good friend Jeff Berner to leave you with on today's show. Thanks for being here. Oh, I should probably turn it on.
I know what they say. Don't try this at home, kids. It don't take waking up covered in throw up to be a man. Save your pennies to pay off your student loan, kids. You won't find no answers at the bottom of a bottle or can. When our wrists are bending, I wish it was never ending. Ask me how I feel, I can tell you till you got a year. The way that girl drinks beer, she really puts it away now. The way she drinks beer, you'd swear she had a hollow. We'll be right back.
lip of a girl. Oh, but just like a pink one. She's got a punch to knock you down so hard you don't know if you wanna get up. Watching her swirl, it right her mouth and then sink us. Well, it makes me feel legless before I put my lips to the cup. They say that loose lips are liable to sink ships. I bet she'd sink a super tanker twice a year. The way that girl drinks beer, she really puts it away now. The way she drinks beer, you'd swear she had a hollow leg. Well, I asked God if it was wrong to say that her drinking put me thinking in a spiritual way. He said, my son, don't you know the score? What you think I stand from down there? Soda pop, but you just get bored, and you're never gonna see the true face of the Lord. The way that she holds the can in only two fingers. The other for free to make a blessing or put on a hat. If I get old, that'll be the memory that lingers. Maybe longer than the sound of her voice or the taste of her sex. There's nothing I wouldn't give her. That girl drinks beer. She really puts it away now. The way she drinks beer, you'd swear she had a hollow leg. Where does it go? I swear that I don't know. Could she be a clever little girl with a voice to do? But she never seems to visit the little